Hello and welcome back to the Star Compass. This is our light side game, and I am having a lot of fun with this game. I really like the dynamic between all of our characters. It's been really entertaining so far. And Hannah introduced us to a creepy hallway, so
yes,
I'm excited to
with lighting
to talk about that. Before we get started, come join us over on the actual place. That is our Discord server, where we love to hang out with people and chat about our show and other shows. It's a very good time. We also have a Patreon. If you feel like giving us a couple of extra bucks a month, we have a whole other show with over 100 episodes out right now on Patreon. It is a ton of fun. And, you know, I feel like I should probably mention, like, Thornvale on this channel, just in case.
Yeah. Now that it's separate, yeah.
Now that it's separate. We have a whole other show that's free.
A flagship free show.
Our flagship show, Thornvale. It's Monster of the Week. It's extremely fun. And occasionally.
Wait, I need to look at the schedule.
Occasional.
When does this episode come out?
It'll be out. By the time this episode comes out, it'll be the last episode of Thornvale.
By the time this episode comes out, Thornvale will be over.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I know.
Almost over, including bonus content.
Ooh.
Hey, I mean, that means that people can go listen to a full show.
The whole story. The whole story is complete.
Alrighty, well, I think with that, Hannah, go ahead and tell us what happened last time. Let's get back into this.
Yeah, so last time, you guys successfully rescued, Dagger. Well, you rescued her. She seems to think she could have handled it herself. But you guys met Dagger, you rescued her from the Garak, and managed to trick her, using the Force, into revealing that there is some kind of Jedi research station on this planet. And she started guiding you through the jungle. You guys had some discussions about differing ideologies between bounty hunters and Jedi. She didn't seem to know what the Star Compass was, but here you guys are at this, like, Jedi research station that she seems to have been planning on going to. That you tricked her into revealing, so you are here.
Can I make a quick aside?
Yeah.
So I just, like, as you were doing the recap, did the whole thing where you realized the way better response to something that happened in the past, you know, after it's, like, done. It's, like, in the past, it happened, but you have, like, the perfect response that you wish you had said at the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And for me, that's what, back when I was asked, like, you know, do I ever care what happens to my targets? And yeah. Andrew was trying to make a joke about, like, you know, oh, I don't get paid enough for that, you know, but, like, I should have said I get paid not to care is what I should have said.
Ooh, that's,
like,
a good one.
Because that's what we eventually got to, is, like, I am paid not to care about it, so.
Yeah. That's good, yeah.
So that's in my head canon, that's what Gar actually said.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I accept this. Right, so you guys found this research station. Kren kinda sussed it out with the Force and doesn't think there is anything hostile here. He did sense a life force inside, and Zil opened up those magic Jedi doors, and you guys found this kind of, like, hallway on, like, a, you know, decline that seems to be going underground. And as soon as the doors opened, these lights started clicking on down the hallway. And that's where we're at.
Did Kren Ta say that he sensed a life force, like, to everybody, right?
Yes, I, like, did we turn knew back going and in. Say okay. To everyone.
Okay. Gar, as we, like, look down into this tunnel, he's just going to say, your magic-y power thing, do you know exactly what's down there, or just a life form of some kind?
A life force. As to what it is, I cannot tell yet.
He's going to pull his sniper rifle from off his back, and he's going to wield it.
Just so that you're ready.
Just so I'm ready, yeah. He's got it turned on full blast.
You guys gonna walk down this mysterious hallway?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, yep. We don't want to. We quit. No, yes, we do.
Okay, cool. All right, so you guys head down this hallway with Dagger as well, since she's still kind of under your spell.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, is the width of this hallway, are we all single-filed?
No, it's like you guys could walk at least two or three, you know, beside each other if you wanted to.
Because I'm just thinking for, you know, weapons reasons, I might need to know this. Okay.
Yeah, it's a wide hallway. It seems like, you know, a lot of people traveled through here. You actually could see, like, where on the ground, like, from pathways people have walked. But again, it seems like it's been abandoned for a really long time. Like, there's, like, vines growing all over, like, through the walls. And then as you get deeper, it's more like roots coming through the ceiling.
Hmm. Okay.
Hmm. Are there any fresh, like, dirt marks or anything?
No, not that you can tell. Doesn't seem like there's been anyone here recently.
Huh. But there's a life form down there.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Interesting. I think Zil will turn to Kren and kind of whisper, not really knowing why she's whispering, but will be like,
I don't think anyone's been down here recently. Mm. But you say there's something down there.
And therein lies the riddle. I agree. It seems very much abandoned, and yet I know there is someone down there, or something.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Indeed.
Keep walking.
You guys keep walking for a while. It goes pretty deep, but nothing, like, happens. There's no trap, no droids, no laser beams that shoot out of the wall or anything. It just seems like a regular, boring old hallway.
Hmm.
And eventually it kind of levels out and opens up to these, like, double wide doors, very similar to the entranceway. The doors are closed, but you could easily open them with the force if you wanted to.
Well, I'm gonna open the first door.
I'm assuming you do. Yeah, okay. You open the door and a blue glow starts to come out of this room beyond the door. Like, you see this blue glow kind of hit the ground. It's different than these lights overhead.
I think Kren immediately has a thought about what this is, and he might be incorrect, but he doesn't run in, but he picks up the pace slightly, so he might be slightly ahead of the others.
What do
you
think
it is? Is this such a blue glow that I can't see?
No, it just seems like something inside is emitting a blue light.
Well, I'm standing right in front of the door, so what's inside?
I'm sorry, Hannah, what did you say?
I asked what you think it is before we get in there.
He sees this, and his thought is, he has an entire holocron library on the ship, and the Jedi holo books usually have a bluish light that they cast. So that's what he's thinking this could be. It's his theory right now. He doesn't know exactly what it is because he, I'm guessing, can't see it yet.
Well, I'm standing right in front of the door. Yep. So what do I see?
You see a Bacta tank.
Oh.
A Bacta tank.
Oh, okay. Oh. Never mind.
Is there anyone in it?
Yes. A white Twi'lek.
Oh.
Ah, okay.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right.
Gar would have been following pretty closely, so, does he or does Dagger see this Twi'lek first?
I think you guys kind of, everyone kind of comes through the door kind of around the same time. So we could assume it's roughly at the same moment you guys see her.
Yeah. He, you know, this isn't his first rodeo. He doesn't need to make a big deal about this yet. But he's definitely looking to see how Dagger's responding.
How is Dagger responding?
And just to give you a little insight, Gar is thinking, you know, I just gotta be the one to get her off world.
Yeah. I think Dagger's probably having a similar thought, trying to play it cool. But you can see her eyes immediately kind of like widen a bit. Like, maybe she didn't think this intel was totally legit, but now she's here and she's like, oh.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That's the kind of read you get on her, but she doesn't say anything for the moment.
Do I detect any pheromones off of her or not right now?
Well, she's always emitting pheromones. Actually, everyone seems surprisingly calm at this moment.
Okay.
I think Zil is going to rush in and, like, run up to whatever computer's, like, hooked up to this thing and see if she can figure out what happened and why this person is here.
Okay.
Kren is following a little more slowly behind, and he's looking at this tank. He says,
well, what have we here? Why would someone leave someone down here for so long? And he comes up beside Zil, and he's looking down at the computer or console or anything. Can he decipher anything? Or actually,
wait your turn.
Sorry.
Zil, if you want to access information, you're gonna have to slice into the system. It seems to be protected by some kind of password.
Okay. What do I roll for that?
Slice is tech.
Isn't it tech?
Oh, I'm not good at
it. It's a basic move slice, yeah.
I'm not good at it either, so hopefully you're good.
Give it a try. I'm slightly worse at it than you are.
Yeah.
Oh, I rolled...
Nice.
I rolled 2 shrimp.
Wow, nice.
So even with my -1, that's 11.
Nice, okay.
Well, she has a -1, so it's, yeah.
Hot dang.
On a 10 plus, you hold 2, and you can spend your hold to do any of, like, the listed actions. Do you want me to run through them, or do you have the list?
If you want to run through them, just because it's the first time we've done.
Oh, right, okay.
Then, yeah.
So
we didn't read the actual move text either, so.
Yeah, okay, so slice is when you use your computer savvy to try to hack into a system, roll tech. And then on a 10 plus, you hold 2. On a 7 to 9, you hold 1, and you get to spend your holds 2. And the options are bar a doorway, open a doorway, ask one question from I've got a bad feeling about this, cause a distraction or a problem, locate something or someone, find a structural weakness or a vulnerable point, access the memory logs and view another time, access the cameras, view another place, and stay connected, which is gain +1 forward on another slice. So basically like staying connected to the system as a whole. On a miss, the enemy knows where you are, but we don't have to worry about that because you rolled a full success somehow because you're Susanna.
I am just as surprised as you are. So I want to access the memory logs and I want to ask a bad feeling question. I want to say, what here can I use to my advantage? So okay. I want to know what happened before and I want to know how it can help me.
All right. Okay, so for access the memory logs, like viewing another time, you start going back through these memory logs, like back and back and back and back and back and back and back, and literally nothing is there. It's just this room, completely still. You think nobody's been down here for literally hundreds, maybe thousands of years.
Whoa. Okay.
Dang.
That's a longer
and
time
what
than
was
I
your I've got a bad feeling about this question? What here can I use to my advantage? You think, even though no one's been down here for these, like, hundreds or even thousands of years, this whole time, there's been some kind of signal being transmitted out of this facility somewhere. So someone's keeping tabs on it, is what you would assume.
Interesting. But do I not see how this person ended up in the tank?
I don't think the memory logs would go back that far.
Oh. Wow. I think Zil will kind of sit back and say, Shia has been here for a long, long time.
How long?
Hundreds, maybe thousands of years.
Huh. He looks over at Dagger to see how Dagger's responding to this information.
Dagger seems just as surprised as everyone else is.
Looking at her through the tank, she's in a Bacta tank, which usually means she was gravely injured. Does Kren see any signs of obvious injury or scarring or anything, or is she just unconscious in the tank?
She just seems to be unconscious in the tank. She's just floating inside.
Okay. I think his academic brain has engaged, and he's thinking, okay, with these pieces in place, she's our best source for information about what's going on here. So I think he is going to turn to the others and say, well, it seems we will not get anywhere without further information. We might have to let her out of there.
Wait, before you do that, someone has been watching this place. There's a signal. I think they probably know we are here, and if we let her out, I think they are going to know that too.
A signal?
I don't know where it's going to, but it's not going to here.
Okay, Hannah, if we know there's a signal, can we, from the console, can we tell, like, what is this signal saying?
I think you'd have to roll again.
Okay.
Like a slice.
Really quick, Gar did have something to say in response to what Zil said. Okay. He just says, I mean, somebody had to send Dagger and I here, so...
She is yours. This is who you are here for.
Yeah, there's no use hiding it now, yeah.
That is very strange.
Exactly.
Why would they send you after a centuries-old Twi'lek?
Exactly. And if I'm right, and it's the person who's been keeping tabs on her, why now?
Yes, well, why now?
I normally don't care about that, but this is a strange one. I don't like it.
And why is she in a Jedi research place? If you are not with us, you would not be able to get in here.
We have ways, but I take your point.
Clearly, she knows something. She holds some information that could be either dangerous or advantageous to your employer.
She may know where our compass is. At least. She is certainly old enough. She could have put it here. I mean, we don't have to wake her up now. We can look around a bit first. I'm interested in more information. This is weird.
Yeah, and I think Kren is going to take a turn at the console, and he is looking for specifically if there is a signal coming from here, either where it's going or what it's saying. Or both, if I can get that.
Gotta roll slice, tech.
Okay. All right.
It's too bad you guys aren't making use of your person that actually has positive tech.
I was going to say, if you can't
look
for it, we're going to
have to ask
him. If you
guys want to keep
rolling
with a negative, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
But
I will let you guys roleplay and do what you want to do, yeah.
You can try first.
Yeah, you should try
first. I'll try it first. I'll try it first and see.
Yeah. I'm just poking fun at you, that's all.
I'm crossing my fingers.
That is a, without any additions, a flat zero, that is a 7 still.
Okay.
No. I was hoping for a failure too, Hannah.
Yeah. Man.
You almost got it. That would have been a failure for me.
Yeah.
It probably would have made the story more interesting if you had failed.
7 to 9, you get to hold one, so you get to do one of the things.
Yeah, on that 7, I will like to use that to locate someone or something in relation to the signal, its location, or who is sending it, or who is receiving it.
So you heard from Zill, right, that there's this signal being transmitted out of here, and you find this signal and see that it is being transmitted to a planet that is a known Sith stronghold.
Oh.
Okay. That changes everything.
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
Yeah, so have fun with that.
Okay.
So what do you say?
The planet specifically is Yacht 9.
Okay.
Like yacht dash the number 9.
Yacht dash 9. Okay. Named for a boat. Got it.
Not spelled that way, but yeah, it does sound that way.
I know. It sounds like a resort planet.
I'm sure they have a heck of a.
Yeah,
of
it
a,
is a great
a
vacation spot,
yeah,
guys.
Like,
head to the Sith stronghold
nine,
today.
Going to Yacht 9.
That's how they recruit, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Which conjugation of yeet is this?
Yes, it's Y-O-T, so it is the past tense.
I know. I'm
yacht.
Joking.
Yeah. He was yacht.
Yeah, he was yacht.
I think that's the past perfect.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know grammar.
I haven't done my English sentence structure.
Anyway.
Would you want me to roll again to see what if I know anything about Yacht 9, or do I just know things or not? Because
better question. What do we know about Yacht 9?
Well, that will be. I mean,
that's basically what he's asking.
Like, do I roll or not, and then it will influence what I say depending on what I know.
I think you know that this is a planet that has been kind of a battleground of sorts for like the struggle between the Sith and the Jedi. It kind of trades hands between who controls it. Currently, it is a Sith stronghold, but it's one of those places that kind of goes back and forth as to who it kind of is controlled by. But it's been a Sith stronghold for a while at this point. But in history, like in the past, you know it's kind of traded hands a couple times.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he turns to the others and says, "The signal... it is being sent to Yacht 9. Oh.
Yacht 9?
Yes. I don't know how, but...
Oh, that's not good.
Apparently, the Sith have a vested interest in keeping her here, which means that I have a vested interest in taking her away from here.
Wait a moment. Didn't Zill here just say that this, This toilet hasn't been moved in hundreds or maybe thousands of years.
That is true.
Yes.
Yes.
And Yacht 9 is like where you folk fight those the Sith all the time, right?
Well, not all the time.
He's got a point. It could have been originally sent to a Jedi outpost somewhere on Yacht 9, but now it is not. Which makes me even more worried because I think I know who your employer is.
I don't know who my employer is. We shouldn't jump to conclusions. He gets a look on his face like he's not going to entertain this thought.
Okay. Kren says, well, we should look about here first, see if there is anything of more use, and then decide what we shall do.
Maybe we should wake her up. I mean, you don't need her right away, right? We can let her lead us to the thing we came here to get, if she knows.
I don't see the harm in that.
I think she looks over at Kren.
It would save us some time, that is true.
So, I am getting very curious.
And I think in this moment, I think for once they're on the same wavelength, that he looks at her and just goes,
me too. All right, let's do it.
And he turns, or he might let her do it, or maybe even Gar, since he knows the tech stuff.
Oh, I'll hit the empty out back to tank button.
The empty out back to tank button.
Empty out. The big red button that says empty.
Okay, yeah, you guys could definitely figure out how to do that if you want. I think you'd probably have to roll another slice move to do that, though, because it is some kind of, you know, this is like an ancient kind of system that seems to be protected.
Well, hold on a second. Gar is kind of interested, too, and I think he would say, like, I've run one of these before. I'm sure I can figure it out.
Well, after you.
Because he's got one on his ship, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's probably a more modern versus this looks like, perhaps. I don't
know. The base premise is all the same, I'm sure.
And I haven't forgotten about Dagger. She is just kind of, I think Gar, you can sense that she's nervous. Like, you know how you can kind of, she emits these like pheromones, you know? You get this really intense, like, nervousness coming off of her, which is not a normal thing that you sense from Dagger.
I might respond to that as I'm interacting with the panel here, but just to kind of dig into that a little bit, something funny we realized, because Hannah like gave me just a little bit of context for like who my rival was, because I've met her before, and my like Nautilands specifically use their little head tentacle things to sense pheromones to read emotions of things around them. And the fact that she puts off pheromones specifically is just kind of kind of fun.
Yeah.
I also forgot to say in the first episode, I think I forgot to say that I'm like missing two of them. One of them's like cut all the way off and the other one's like cut halfway down.
Yeah, I added it into the art, but I don't think you actually mentioned it in the episode.
I forgot to actually say it, so.
Interesting.
If you're, that should be modifying anybody's view of Gar, I guess.
Interesting.
But anyways, so my head tentacles feel the pheromones, and I think as he's like working on the panel, he's just gonna say, "You're nervous over there, Dagger?"
Seems complicated. I don't like complicated.
I don't think it's. I mean, yes, it's weird, but it's all the same. Same old story as usual. Find, collect, turn in, warm or cold.
Right, but. Usually, I don't like having the Sith on our tail.
Gara doesn't comment. He doesn't like Sith and Jedi either, but as of right now, they're not here, so...
Don't lump us in with them. Oy.
So, back to my roll, though. I rolled 9 on the dice, plus 1 is a 10.
Whoa.
Oh, nice. So you get to hold 2.
So, on slice, for trying to empty this back to tank. So, I am going to... Would open a doorway make sense?
Yeah.
Well, considering the
reason
it.
I open asked is because, like, in the movies, there's that scene with Luke in the back to tank. He like has to like swim out the top. So maybe I'm opening like the hatch or whatever on top. Is that like is the top viewable or is it like going into another space? Because using the movie
there's
as an example,
there's definitely a
it was
top.
Like,
it's tall enough that you can't really see over it or like into it. But the top is kind of like, you know, the back of the tank is like a tube, and then it has the thing on the top that has a lot of these other tubes coming off of it and like wires running out of it. So there is a top, and you could get over it, but you can't see into it from where you are on the ground. You know what I mean?
Okay. So that'll be the first one. From the actual list of slice, I don't believe anything else makes sense. So what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to do ask one question from I've Got a Bad Feeling About This.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask, what's the best way to help the victims? Basically, just make sure she can get out of this safely. You know, if I open up the top, you know, can she even move herself out? Do we have to, like, go in there and get her, you know?
Yeah, good question. You open the top of the tank, and I obviously don't know the specifics of how Bacta tanks work, but I'm assuming usually the person either wakes up and gets themselves out, or some kind of, like, thing happens where they are able to wake up and kind of pull themselves out. But that doesn't seem to happen. The door opens, but she seems to stay in this kind of unconscious state.
Okay. So the best way is to probably go in there and get her?
Yeah, you're going to have to get it, go in and get her out.
Well, I am amphibious, so I...
Man, I was going to do that, but okay.
Oh, that's true. You're
we
also
we have two
aquatic
fishmen here.
Yeah. I was the one who was opening it, so as soon as I get that going, it's like he's like, seems like she's unresponsive. And he climbs up towards the top, if possible, to try and like dive in and get her.
Better him than me. I don't want to get my furrow wet.
I don't see why not. Go ahead. Do
space rifles, do they need to worry about getting wet or no?
Let's just say like, no for simplicity's sake.
Okay. If there's anything in my pack that would happen to, I'll put my pack down, but I'll keep my rifle on.
Let's say technology is advanced enough, we don't have to worry about that.
Ghost All right, cool.
Goes to fire to hurt somebody, ends up healing them with back.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to try to get this Twi'lek out.
I don't see why you can't just do this. It's just, you know, a matter of getting her up and out and then safely down. Do you hand her down to someone or, you know, or climb back down holding her, or what do you do here?
How heavy is she? Is she like, I guess, how old is she? Does she seem like an adult? Does she seem younger? Because that might
impact how heavy
she
is. She seems to be an adult. She's kind of on the smaller side for a Twi'lek, but she seems to be an adult.
I mean, I would probably try to do it myself unless I don't think I could do it safely.
Okay, you could do it.
Okay.
All right, you guys get her
on the
out.
Ground, she's still unresponsive?
She's still unresponsive. You do notice now that she is out of the tank, she seems to be wearing some kind of... There's some kind of device kind of on her head, actually like wired into her skull.
Oh. That's not great. Is there like a chair or a bench or something we could... Lay her down, or
I mean,
set
probably
her.
Just laying her down on the ground. I'm
or the
guessing,
ground.
Yeah, but. Yeah. Gar would lay her on the ground while we're inspecting.
He's, but that would definitely catch towards... your attention as something unusual.
Yeah, yeah. He is casting an eye towards Dagger to just make sure she's not trying to make a move. But he would point that out in case anybody hasn't seen it yet, and just be like, "Well, that's not a standard issue for a Twi'lek."
Sure, you have experience with standard issue for Twi'leks. Dagger comments.
Whoa, okay.
Gar rolls his eyes.
Yeah, I think Kren's just looking at it. Says, very curious. I'm not sure what this is. Since he's the techie, does he want to take a look at it?
I'm just looking at the moves because I also just realized that last episode I never tried to roll negotiations with the
Garak.
The Karak, yeah. But I think that's because the context of the situation was I kind of already had leverage on them, so.
Yeah.
But
your move gave
really
you influence over them. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really good at that move, so. But anyways, yeah, I'm not sure what I could use to figure out if I know anything about this. Unless it's the use the force move.
Yeah, let's have you roll use the force to see if you can maybe figure out what this thing is.
I'm not good at this one. That is a 7.
On a 7 to 9, the Senate will offer you a worse outcome, difficult choice, or price to pay for figuring out what this device is. I don't think you know exactly what it is. I don't think you've seen anything like this before. So I think that gives you a clue as to, like, this is some kind of, like, ancient device. Like, this was placed on her a long time ago. And you can't really tell what it's doing, but you get the feeling that, like, messing with it is a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Gar just says, well, it's, whatever it is, it's been in there as long as she has, so I don't know if we're gonna know really much anything about it. But, it's going through her skull, so probably best if we don't mess with it, and it, makes my job easier. He is gonna, like, open her eyelid to verify that her eyes are actually violet.
They are.
Okay, good.
Zil kind of stares down at her for a bit, and then she turns to Kren and says, can you wake her up?
Perhaps I might be able to bring her out of this state if I am quite careful. Please stand back. He's just allowing a little bit of space, and then he's going to crouch down and lay a hand on her forehead, probably right underneath this device. And what he's going to try to do is basically have a use the force, Luke, like the echoey voice thing in her mind to try to communicate.
Are you trying to wake her up or communicate with her mind?
I think initially...
Wake her up!
Well, see, yes, but I think initially, if I can do two separate roles if I have to, but just because this situation is a bit precarious, even discounting the possible Sith connection, is the fact that these guys were hired to take her to someone. They're allies of convenience. They're not like, you are my best friend forever and I trust you. So he wants to actually try to communicate silently to her mind to gain some context before waking her, if that's possible.
Okay,
man, not a bad idea.
Man, betraying us first sounds like a real dark side thing if this turns into a betrayal.
He's not betraying, he's gaining
he's being
information.
Cautious.
It could turn into it.
It could, there
I'm
are
just
some
campaigning.
Things that could happen. There are some things that could happen. That is fair.
But yes, he's trying to establish a mind-to-mind connection to possibly get some information here.
All right, go ahead and roll Use the Force, which is force.
It is, yes. That is 8 plus 3 is 11.
All right, so on a 10 plus, you do what you set out to do. All right, so describe to me what exactly is going through your mind. Like, what you're saying to her, kind of paint the scene for me.
Okay, so if this were on screen, I think that it would be this black void of nothing, and then the light comes up, and there's Kren just walking through this black nothing, and he looks ahead, and he might see a light of some type in this blackness, and he walks towards it, and as he's walking in the mindscape, he will say, "Be calm now. You are safe. I have come to help you. What is your name?"
I don't think you get any kind of verbal response. I think you start seeing flashes of images and emotions, and you kind of start feeling this kind of panic, kind of fear, and you start seeing flashes of this broken images of Jedi and Sith fighting each other, and this research facility, and being thrown into this tank, and just these, like, panicked kind of flashes of what you would assume to be memories. And as your mind kind of connects with hers, you realize that she is the star compass that you're looking for.
Oh
knew crap. It. I knew it.
Great.
She somehow is tied into this. She is what you came here to find.
Okay.
How does he know that she's the star compass? Like, is she like, I'm
it's
just curious.
It's not really something that, like, it's not like, it just a sense
it's,
through the
it's
force.
It's a feeling.
She
yeah. It's a great
is
feeling.
Connected yeah. to all of this research and, like, text that he's poured over these past couple of, like, months or however long it's been. Like, he just knows through the force, like, this is what was calling him here, was this person.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think in this moment, he communicates to her. He just communicates, it's like,
it's you. You are the compass.
And I think he will just transmit the, you know, here, you know, my name is Kren Ta. I'm a member of the Jedi Order. I have been studying this. I've been trying to find you, all that.
Yeah, you can talk to her all you want. It doesn't seem like she's really able to respond very well. Like, you just kind of get these flashes of images, like she's trying to communicate back, but there seems to be something in the way.
Oh, can I roll again to see if I can pinpoint what that is and, like, how to remove it, perhaps?
How about you roll? I've got a bad feeling about this.
Okay. That is a 7 on force.
7, you get to hold one, so you get to ask one question. I think the best question here would be, what's the best way to help the victim?
Yes, help the victim.
Trying to figure out.
Help the victim, for sure. She wants to talk and she can't. Something's stopping it.
Yeah, you definitely think it's related to that device that's wired into her brain.
Okay. Is she able to communicate any... Well, I pretty much could have surmised that. Is there anything she can tell me about how to remove it or how to bypass
no.
or something?
I don't think you could have surmised that this thing is telepathically blocking you from communicating with her.
Okay, well, I get
that. Now you know for sure that's what this thing is doing.
Okay. Can I roll again to see if she knows how to remove it?
No, she does not know how to remove it.
Okay. Okay,
and she couldn't communicate with you to tell you, even if she did.
Fair. Okay. All right. So yeah, he knows this now.
Good try, but no.
I thought I might as well try.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I think he will just communicate to her, I see, it is connected to you inexorably. Well, keep calm now, and perhaps we can get you out of here to a place more suited.
All right, so do you tell anyone what happens? Do you kind of come back to yourself, or?
Yes, I think he will, when he opens his eyes.
You don't have to, I'm just asking.
Which, yes, he opens his eyes, and he, I don't think, you know, hiding the import of this, I don't think would be, that's not how he thinks. He always is the diplomat. He's gonna be upfront and honest about it. He comes out of it and he looks at everyone and says, she is why we are here. He looks at Zil and says,
she knows where the compass is.
No, she is the compass.
What?
I cannot explain it. She memories and flashes of a great battle between the Jedi Order and the Sith happened here. She was placed and left, it seems. But now, well, we must get her out of here.
And he looks at Dagger and Gar and says,
that will not be a problem, will it?
Cannot allow the Sith to have this person.
Agreed.
She looks at Gar hard.
That's why he's asking, you know, he's trying to be as diplomatic and polite as he possibly can, but yeah, that's also a, like, if you tell me this is a problem, we will have a problem.
Gar, your jaw probably starts
blaster.
Hurting a little bit. Oh yeah, my hand's on my lightsaber.
Yeah, yeah, already got my sniper rifle in my hands, yeah.
We both got our hands on sabers.
And Gar's just gonna say, I would actually... I think I have a case to use the negotiation moves on the two Jedi here. And maybe even...
Okay.
Because it says, when you use your silver tongue to try to talk your way out of a sticky situation or improve the terms of a deal, roll plus smooth.
And then it has specific stuff for a crewmate. So, yeah, I think you could totally roll negotiations.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Gar is just going to say, do you want me to say it first or roll it first?
I think you can go ahead and say what you want to say first and then roll, because the rolling is basically just like, if they do it, they take experience or like plus one forward.
For the crew members. Yeah.
Yeah. For crew members, I think you could go ahead and just say it and then roll and then.
Since I'm saying the same thing for everybody, should I roll it 3 times or 1 time for all people present? That's the other sticky situation here.
I think you can do one against Wesley and Susanna, and then you would probably have to do a separate one for Dagger. Because
she's
an NPC. Yeah.
Yeah, that works. Okay, cool. So, Gar is just looking at everybody, because he's already thinking the same thing. Like, as soon as he hears this is a star compass, he's like, crap, well, I can't let these Jedi just walk away with my bounty. So, he says, let's all just think this through for a moment. Let's remember how we got here, who brought who here, and also, I don't know, I mean, you're just trying to find a star compass, you two, right? Well, you found it. Did you need it for something specific? Because if not, I know I do.
Do you think we're stupid?
Hey, Zil's find us mad. Keepers. Go ahead and roll. I was the one that came here.
Well, I got a, let's see, 7 plus 2 is 9. I just want to make sure I don't have a +1 for any other reason, even though it won't matter, especially for the players.
So is this your negotiations against the players for now?
Yeah, this is the I did the players first.
Yeah.
So I only got a 9 against them, but the same words was a, 11 plus 2, so a 13 on Dagger.
13 okay. on Dagger, jeez. Okay.
Wow.
And basically, we was trying to say, like, I think, like, he didn't speak to Dagger, so maybe something, like, resonated with her of, like, we need to calm down and not, like, all kill each other right now. You know, maybe she can make her move later or something, but the, hers just says on a 10 plus they agree for now. They let you go, alter the detail, or decide to do as you've asked. If you ask them too much, the Senate will tell you the easiest way to change their mind if that's possible. So I could just be asking too much anyways for her, which I think I am. For crewmates on the 7 and 9, they do what you asked. If they do what you've asked, they choose to either mark experience or clear one dark side, which I'm sure they will not choose to do what I've asked, but it was worth a shot.
Specifically, what would you like them to do here? Like, are you asking them not to or to let you take her?
I basically said, like, let's remember who brought you here. Like, you're here because of my ship, so, like, you can't leave without me. And
yeah.
Do you even really need this star compass, or are you just trying to find an artifact and now it's a person, you know? That's the argument he's trying to make, is why do you really care about this thing that's been here for thousands of years, you know? Maybe he'll even say that at the end. He'll say, like, what did the two of you care about something that you didn't know was here for thousands of years? Someone, I guess.
In response, Kren steps up and hand is still on the hasn't pulled, but says,
"You make a valid point. We are all stuck here if you abandon us."
He makes no such thing.
He turns to her very patiently and says,
"We are still stuck here without him, Zil."
I don't care. We are not allowing some bounty hunter to take this poor person off to see the Sith. For why do they want the compass,
I know.
You don't even know that the Sith are the ones who have asked for her. It could be other Jedi that hired me.
If it was other Jedi, we would know it.
And I think Kren just shakes his head, because we know that at this time it's in control of the Sith, right? So
that's what she assumed.
We know Yacht 9 is anyways. Zil is jumping to conclusions.
Yeah. Kren just says,
"Well, it seems we both have questions that need to be answered. And perhaps we can answer them both. Questions of your employer and why they want her, and what information she holds that could be so terribly important. Perhaps for now we go to meet your employers. However, once we arrive, things may change."
You want to walk into a Sith stronghold?
I do not. However, they, gestures at the two of them, could gain us some information. I don't want to walk in there blind. I have not lived this long for doing something so stupid. The alternative is we are stranded here. Or else, he looks at the two of them and says, "You wish to know more about this, do you not?"
No.
Yeah, Dagger kind of like snorts.
We don't want to know why.
Mate, I just want me money.
The why gets us killed.
Are you sure about that? I think Zil looks at him, catches his eye, and says, "Surely you want to know more about this."
Are you gonna try to Jedi mind trick them?
Yeah. Oh my! Oh
man, I was just about to use my move because I was getting a bad feeling about all this, and I was like, I know what
you
I want to do.
Have a bad feeling about this. I was getting mad. Oh
man,
dark side tags, I would remind you, are violence, poor impulse control, and pride. So you're lucky I haven't just stuck you yet.
I was gonna just get away scot-free.
I'm probably not supposed to do this, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Yeah. It doesn't say you can't use it on a crewmate.
It doesn't. No, it does not.
No, it does
I'm
not. I'm assuming it doesn't. You are trying to manipulate them, though. I might make you mark dark side for it.
I probably should. This is a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't think Kren's going to like this.
I'll have you mark dark side, but I'll allow it.
Can I roll for it then?
Yeah. Are you trying? I think you should roll. Say which person, like Gar or Dagger, and make two rolls, like one for each. Okay, you're just doing Gar.
I don't care about Dagger at this point. Like Gar is the only one that like, he's our ride.
Ouch.
He's the one that we can.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's fair.
If we have to deal with Dagger, we have to deal with Dagger. But yeah, I'm gonna roll.
We're going to come back to Dagger in a minute, because Gar still kind of needs to negotiate some terms with her.
Yeah. Yeah. She got an 11 on the dice.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a 14.
That's a 14.
What was the thing you said to me, and what was your move say? Like, read the 10 plus.
Surely
thing.
You want to know more, was what she said. And on a 10 plus, they repeat exactly what you said and then act on that thought.
Yeah. Surely I want to know more.
Kred looks at her very sharply.
Zeal.
She ignores Kred. Still staring at him.
Well, I guess Krenta's plan makes sense. Try to find out about her. Maybe I could use it in the negotiations or something. Get extra for it. He's like considering now.
Yeah. I think because you rolled a 13 against Dagger.
14.
She's
going back to my role. Yeah.
Gar against Dagger. I think she obviously is going to agree, but I think she wants to alter the terms a little bit was part of that.
Because I'm asking for a lot, yeah.
Yeah, and now you're kind of like mentioning like maybe bargaining for an increased bounty has kind of intrigued her. So I think she kind of crosses her arms over her chest and says, maybe we get a bit more out of it and split it.
I could get behind that, I guess.
You wouldn't have got here without me.
I mean, you might not have either without us.
And that's why we split it.
Fine. 60-40.
She frowns.
Because I'm the one that's going to get us more money to begin with.
If I might, interject.
That's a... necessary.
The
Dagger shoots a harsh look over at him. Like, we're having negotiations.
You could say that she's... You could say that she's
glaring
daggers at him, yeah.
I think he's not cowed by her at all. He's a short little amphibian, but he's like, please, I could break you in half if I really wanted to.
Wow.
That sounds like a pretty dark thought for
a Jedi. Yeah, that's a pretty dark thought for a Jedi.
He's not actually thinking it. He's just not cowed by this, like, excuse me.
All right,
look,
continue. What were you going to say? Go on.
Perhaps we might continue the negotiations on board ship.
And I think that's where we're going to leave it for this episode.
Oh, boy.
You stopped me from rolling and never told me the odds.
I'm sorry.
Take her and run. I was going to take her and run to get the free I do it.